were surprised this day when we read the statement that was issued by the MTC. As far as we are concerned, we are surprised because as far as we know, the struggle that we are fighting is for people to freely express themselves. And we are surprised why they expect Professor Maduk not to say anything. It's not their duty to try and regulate who says what. Because what we are fighting is to say that people in Zimbabwe must be free to express themselves. And we have got that right to question whoever wants to rule this country. So as NCA, of course, we're not only shocked but surprised by this deviation from the MTC.
Where does this leave your relationship with MDC?
What is important is not the relationship but what we stand for. As NCA, we still stand for the same principles that the constitution must be written by the people of Zimbabwe, and we still have strong reservations with the contents of the Kobach draft that includes trying to extend the present parliament, giving a lot of powers to the president, and leaving a lot of things that we want to see in the constitution, like to allow the people in the diaspora to vote. So as long as those things are not there, and the MDC now thinks that they want to be against those issues, as the NCA are going to stand on that position.